This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Debate continues on budget in the lower house. Lawmakers question budget allocations as Finance Minister defends fiscal plan. Foreign Minister defends Prime Minister's border comments, briefs upper house on India visit. Home Minister calls for legal reforms to improve disaster response and rescue preparedness. And U.S. claims progress towards Iran agreement as Tehran urges caution. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives yesterday continued discussions on the government's annual estimates of revenue and expenditure for the fiscal year 2026-27, with lawmakers expressing both support and criticism of various budgetary provisions. Participating in the deliberations, lawmakers raised concern over taxation, regional development, agriculture, education, infrastructure, and social equity. Members from different political parties questioned the basis for projected customs revenue, criticized the allocation of resources to remote and border districts, and called for greater attention to entrepreneurs, farmers, and rural communities. Several lawmakers objected to imposing taxes on educational institutions, arguing that education is linked to fundamental rights and should not bear additional tax burdens. Concerns were also raised regarding widening economic inequality, inadequate support for hilly region economies, and insufficient budget allocations for drinking water, road infrastructure, and disaster-affected areas. Likewise, during the meeting's urgent hour, lawmakers drew the government's attention to range of public concerns. Lawmakers also questioned the government's authority to alter tax rates without parliamentary approval and called for greater accountability and responsiveness in budget implementation. Responding to lawmakers' concerns, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle defended the budget, rejecting allegations of irregularities in tax revisions and stating that the government regulation is necessary for economic growth. He acknowledged technical errors in the finance bill, saying they had been corrected and resubmitted to the parliament. Meanwhile, the House unanimously approved the proposal seeking consideration of the Nepal Rashtra Bank Third Amendment Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat. Presenting the bill, Finance Minister Wagle said the amendment is intended to strengthen the autonomy and independent functioning of Nepal Rashtra Bank. Several lawmakers participated in the discussion before the proposal was endorsed unanimously. Likewise, the National Assembly yesterday discussed Prime Minister's remarks on Nepal's border issues made in the lower house on May 31st, with lawmakers expressing concern over the possible implications for foreign relations, national identity and sovereignty. Members from various political parties called on the government to clarify the Prime Minister's statement and handle border-related matters with seriousness and sensitivity. Responding to the concerns, Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal clarified that the Prime Minister's remarks were related to cross-border occupation issues in certain areas along the Nepal-India border. He said the government remains committed to resolving border disputes through diplomatic dialogue based on historical treaties, maps, and the long-standing friendly relations between Nepal and India. The foreign minister stressed that Nepal has not sought any third-party mediation on border-related issues. He also briefed the National Assembly on his recent visit to India, describing it as productive. Meanwhile, during a question-and-answer session in the National Assembly, Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary said the government aims to distribute 600,000 metric tons of chemical fertilizers to farmers at subsidized rates by the end of the current fiscal year. The Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday held discussions on transparency in the tax system, policy stability and customs management. Lawmakers stressed the need for greater transparency in tax policies, improvements in customs infrastructure and stronger measures to prevent revenue leakage. Responding to lawmakers' concerns, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagde rejected allegations of information leakage as baseless and irregularities related to electric vehicle tax determination. He also defended tax concessions for electric vehicles, saying the measures were aimed at making EVs more affordable for middle-class consumers and youths. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has called for legal reforms to strengthen disaster management, saying existing procurement laws are delaying the purchase of essential rescue equipment during emergencies. Addressing a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives, the Home Minister said lengthy procedures under the Public Procurement Act make it difficult to acquire modern equipment when they are most needed. Home Minister also informed lawmakers that people living along riverbanks in the Kathmandu Valley have been relocated out to safer location ahead of the monsoon and that the government is monitoring conditions at temporary holding centres. Meanwhile, during an inspection of the Balazu holding centre, the Home Minister assured landless and squatter families that the government is committed to addressing their concerns and acknowledged shortcomings in past management efforts and pledged continued support. In a related development, the government has announced plans to provide life insurance coverage to landless families residing in designated holding centres in the Kathmandu Valley. The Women and Social Affairs Committee of the House of Representatives has directed concerned government agencies to fully implement recommendations related to social welfare management with particular priority given to the concerns of social mobilizers. During a committee meeting attended by Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Badi, along with senior government officials, members stressed the need to safeguard the rights and job security of social mobilizers. Committee officials noted that social mobilizers play an important role in promoting awareness, inclusion, and empowerment of marginalized women and disadvantaged communities at the local level. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, and the United States Charge de Affairs to Nepal, Scott Urbam, held a courtesy meeting yesterday focusing on bilateral relations and democratic cooperation. During the meeting, Speaker Arial noted that Nepal and United States have maintained friendly relations since establishing diplomatic ties in 1947 with cooperation based on mutual respect, democratic principles and strong people-to-people connections. In response, U.S. Charge Affairs Urpam reaffirmed Washington's commitment to maintaining friendly and cooperative relations with Nepal and expressed interest in expanding collaboration. The task force formed to prepare a discussion paper on constitutional amendment has continued consultations with key political leaders and former prime ministers. A team led by Asim Shah, political advisor to the Prime Minister and coordinator of the task force, held discussions yesterday with former Prime Ministers Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Madhav Kumar Nepal and Jalanath Khanal. The consultations took place at Dahal's residence in Man Bhavan, Lalitpur, where the task force sought recommendations and suggestions on issues related to possible constitutional amendments. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump has said a potential agreement aimed at ending the conflict with Iran is close, claiming that planned US military strikes were cancelled or as diplomatic efforts progressed. However, as reported by the BBC, Iran has cautioned that no final agreement has been reached. Iranian officials said discussions are ongoing and described reports of a completed deal as premature while maintaining that Tehran would not compromise on its key positions. The developments come amid heightened tensions in the region. Despite previous ceasefire efforts, the US and Iran have exchanged a series of military actions in recent days. Meanwhile, several countries and international organizations, including the United Nations, have called for restraint and renewed dialogue. The 2026 FIFA World Cup has officially begun, marking the start of the largest tournament in the competition's history. Co-hosted by Mexico, the United States and Canada, the expanded tournament features 48 teams and will run for nearly 6 weeks, culminating with the final in New Jersey on July 19. The opening match was played at the historic Estadio Azteca in Mexico City, where host nation Mexico defeated South Africa 2-0. Tournament organizers expect the World Cup to generate record revenues and attract millions of fans across the three host nations. A total of 104 matches will be played across North America during the tournament, making it biggest FIFA World Cup ever staged. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over remaining Tarai regions today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi and Madhes province, as well as hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. The division also stated that there is an influence of upper-level western trough and local wind systems across the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 18 to 20 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Debate continues on budget in the lower house. Lawmakers question budget allocations as Finance Minister defends fiscal plan. Foreign Minister defends Prime Minister's border comments, briefs Upper House on India visit. Home Minister calls for legal reforms to improve disaster response and rescue preparedness. And US claims progress towards Iran agreement as Tehran urges caution. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.